Hey, buddy, welcome back to another episode of Let's Go Pokemon Podcast. Like always, it's me alongside.
Hey, guys, it's Jay. It's the beginning of the month, and you know what that means?
Wait, remember we said we're going to do a new segment.
Oh, yeah, new segment.
Okay, can I do the announcements?
Sure.
Whoa, is Jay at on Scarlet and Violet? Now, take it away, Jay.
I'm barely starting off the teal mask. I barely beat Carmine.
Oh, during the first battle?
Yeah, I mopped the floor with her. Like, yo, get wrecked.
I think you need to rephrase that because you said you barely beat her. Made it sound like you barely won.
Okay. Let me rephrase that. It took no effort to beat her. I mopped the floor with her.
Okay. Because I the way you made it sound, I thought you struggled with it a little bit.
No, it was. The battle was fairly easy, and then that's about it. That's about as far as I got. I've been busy studying for work.
Yeah. So. You know the one thing? I like the DLC and all that, but the one thing I think they did, I wish they did just a wee bit differently, is if I can pull it up and all that.
What?
It's so her Pokemon are all in the same form, despite the fact if though, because in the DLC, you can actually, on the teal mask, you can access it early on the story, mm-hmm. or whenever you want during the story, during the main story. If you bought it, if you like, you know, you're playing through it and you're still like at around a couple of gems, you can go back and forth. You don't have to wait till the very end.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to Area Zero and do it.
Yeah, you don't have to do the main storylines to access part one of the DLC.
Yeah. But I wish, like, if you already finished the game and then the DLC, that Hopuchiana, Vulpix, and Poltergeist were evolved.
Yeah, I was looking at that. I was like, man, this is weird battling level 60 stage 1 Pokemon.
Yeah, but, like, you know, later on, they do end up doing that slowly. I just wish they did a little bit sooner and all that.
Yeah, but... No,
but that's just a one tiny gripe I have about it. Other than that, I personally liked the area. That was cool. Nice going to technically another region.
Yeah. But it was nice overall.
So how'd you think of doing the Elite Four and doing the other stories? Because I don't think you beat the whatchamacallit. The base bosses and all that, the Elite Four?
No, I haven't re-challenged the star bases or the Elite Four. I just went and I mowed down the gym leaders again, and I was like, all right, we're done here.
Wait, but did you beat the Elite Four last week?
Yeah.
Okay. So you already talked about that, though.
Yeah, no, because we talked about Area Zero last week.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah. I did that, beat the finished off the ace tourney, pretty nice tournament, and after that I was like, all right, let's start the DLC. Barely made it into it. I was like, all right, we're good, because my switch was about to die. It was at 5% when I was at getting through all of that.
And like doing all this also has made you like Terrestrialization more, hasn't it? Because originally you weren't like a big fan of it.
Yeah, because at first I was kind of iffy on it, on the Terrestrialization. But now I kind of like it because it gives you an optional type switch. Type switch, because, you know, for example, my, my shiny Lucario that I got from a mystery gift, Lucario is steel fighting, but its Terra type is steel, while my other Lucario from the game is it's a fighting Terra type.
And then you can also change the Terra types too, you know?
Yeah, I'll figure that out by myself later. But, yeah, it's nice too that you can, you know, as Brandon said, you can change Terra types too. So that way you don't have to get, like, multiple of this one Pokemon. That way you can have, you know, that way you don't have to have a whole slew of dupes with
different Terra types. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, but that's it for Whoa is Jay at on Scarlet and Violet. Find out more next week on that. But anyway,
we'll see about that.
He has Persona 3. That's going to be taking up everything. But anyway, so we're in the month of February now, February 4th, and we're recording this. And of course, with every new month, that means new raids, new spotlights, new events. We've got a lot of information. Now let's Now, let's go through all of this, shall we?
Yeah.
All right, let me start off with the Spotlight Hour. So, our first Spotlight Hour of the month is going to be February 6th. And that's going to be Jutini, who can be shiny with the bonus of times 2 XP 4, whatever it is. I forgot to put it on. I have to look that up. Okay, guys. So, after finding out what it was, I forgot to put it. Jutini's bonus is going to be times 2 catch XP. So, no surprise. Oh, that's a nice little bonus. On the 13th, it's going to be Muna, who can be shiny with the bonus of times 2 catch candy. And then at the end of the month, on the 27th, it's going to be Sanshu and Alolan Sanshu with times 2 chance for candies. There's no going to be no Spotlight Owl during the month on the 20th because that week we're having a raid owl every single day that week on the 20th. From the 19th to the 23rd, every single day it's going to be a raid day, a raid owl.
Nice.
Now, why don't you take those over for us, Jay?
Okay, so starting off, January 31st.
Well, I don't know why I put that. I just realized today's the first.
Okay, so previously on yesterday, January 31st, it was Mega Latios. And then February 7th, we're going to have Mega Latios. And then on the 19th, we're going to have Darkrai, who can be shiny, and it will know the move Sludge Bomb. And on the 20th, it's going to be Cresselia, who can be shiny, which, by the way, if you don't have shiny Cresselia, now's your chance to get it, because it's an amazing shiny, and it's one of the shinies I am not willing to trade.
Isn't it also because of the fact that it's not a hundo for you, because you just got your first hundo legendary this year, right?
Yeah.
But isn't it that you got it one and done?
Yeah, because when Cresselia first came into the
raid, you have a hundo too. Wait, was it the shiny that you got one and done, or was it the hundo you got one and done?
I can't remember. Hundo one and done.
Oh, it was the hundo one and done.
Yeah, because when Cresselia first came into the raids, I remember I booked it from work to my house, change, and I went to the square for raid hour.
No, it was Waterbugle, wasn't it?
No.
Because you got something at Waterbugle one day.
No. No, it was at the square.
Then what was the Pokemon you got at the Waterbugle parking lot? Because that's right next to the church, too.
I want to say it was the shiny.
Oh, okay.
It could be either. Yeah. No, it's not either. It could be that. Because I remember this specifically, because this is a core memory of mine. But it was at the square. It was the first raid of, for Cresselia. I went in. It was a huge party. Caught it. And I did, this was before our current appraisal system in the game. Screenshotted Cresselia, and I scanned it through a third-party app. And it said 100% IV. I was like, 100 right here. And they're like, oh, really? I was like, yeah, all right, I'm out of here, guys. And I just dipped out of there.
I can honestly see that.
But if you don't have Shiny Cresselia, I am highly advocating for Shiny Cresselia because it's an amazing Shiny. Definitely one of my top 10 Shinies of all time. Also, and it'll know the move Grass Knot, by the way.
Also, Grass Knot is one of the moves that PB Poke says to run on it. And I think right now they have Cresselia as second highest ranking for the Great League. So, and that's according to the PV Poke website. And I think Cresselia is always typically used in the Pokemon Go tournaments whenever it's like hosted by Pokemon and all that.
Right.
So, PvP players, excellent chance to try to get one with one of the moves that's recommended on it.
Not bad.
All right, so what do we have after that, Jay?
Okay, and then starting on the 21st, we're going to have the Lake Trio. And here in the Americas in Greenland, we're going to have Azelf. Uxie is going to be in Asia Pacific, and Mesprey is going to be in Europe, the Middle East, Africa, and India, which all can be shiny, by the way. Let's see here. And on the 22nd, we're having Heatran, and it'll know the move Magma Storm, and Heatran can be shiny, by the way. Then on the 23rd, it's going to be Origin Form Giratina with the move Shadow Force, and it can be shiny.
And I think that's the one that's still eluding me to this day, because I think I have Altered Form, but not Origin Form Giratina shiny.
I got a couple of Altered Form shiny Giratinas. And then for the 24th, we're going to have both Cresselia and Heatran, and they will both know. Cresselia is going to know Grass Knot, while Heatran is going to learn Magma Storm, and they both can be shiny, by the way.
Also, do you want to say that for people that don't know which one's which form of Giratina, Origin Form is the one that looks more like a snake, which actually do have the shiny, so it's Altered I don't have.
Hold on, let's take a
look. Yeah. So, Origin Form is the one that looks more like a snake. Altered is the one that has the six legs. And while Jay's looking that up, I'll go over the next part. So, the next event we have in Pokemon Go is going to be...
Side note, I only have Altered Form Shiny. I don't have Origin Form Shiny.
Okay, so we have the opposite. Okay.
Yeah. But...
Okay, so no, this is one you're probably going to want to try to get, then.
Yeah.
But anyway, as I was saying, the next event is going to be Community Day Chansey on February 4th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. your local time. The featured Pokemon is going to be Chansey. Evolve it all the way up to Blissey, and it will learn the move Wild Charge. Now, there's going to be a 1 USD ticket, like always. And then the event bonuses are going to be... This is what I'm looking forward to. If you don't play Community Day... or don't really want to get a Chansey, this is a great time to hatch a bunch of eggs because of the bonuses. And maybe we have a lot of 12Ks because of the Team Go Rocket event that happened last week, or that's been happening for this past week and all that. Mm-hmm. Or you're just somebody that likes to collect 10K eggs. This is going to be a good opportunity if you don't want to catch Chansey to take advantage of the bonuses, because we have times 2 catch candy, a 4th hatch distance, a 1 place... in incubators during C-Day, times 2 chance for trainers level 31 and above to get XL candies. So the one I was talking about was the 4th hatch distance. That is one of my favorite bonuses in the game.
Yeah, it's honestly probably one of the best bonuses there is, besides, you know, half hatch egg distance. But, you know, having a quarter hatch egg distance is great.
Because if it's a 10 kilometer egg, then it's like 2 kilometers. Then if it's a 12 kilometer egg, it's 3 kilometers.
Yeah.
And then we also do have incense, not including daily adventure and lore modules, activated during C-Day will last up to 3 hours. And of course, snapshot surprises. The next 3 are going to be lasting from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. your local time. One extra special trade during the day. 50% less stardust is going to be required for trades. And then Happiny hatching from 2 kilometer eggs. Happinies are going to be hatching from 2 kilometer eggs, I should say. And they're going to have the same shiny rate as Chansey during C-Day. If I read it correctly, I'm going to double check it, because I just want to make sure I'm not saying that part right. Not misinterpreting it.
Right, right.
Let me go down to this article fest. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Etc.
Yeah. You also have an increased chance to hatch a shiny Happiny. Happiny that hatch from these eggs will have the same chance of appearing shiny as Chansey during Community Day. So, like, if you haven't got a shiny Happiny, probably the best time to do it.
Yeah.
Especially because, like, with the 4th egg distance, it's like you have to walk 0.5 kilometers to hatch the 2 kilometer eggs. Because half of 2 kilometers will be 1 kilometer, and half of that will be 0.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., your local time, there's going to be 4 star rates that are going to have Chansey in them who can be shiny. Then after you beat it for 30 minutes, within a 0.18 mile radius of the gym, there's going to be spawning Chanseys that have the same shiny rate as C-Day. Then, I forgot to put the dates on this event, but it's February 5th through the 11th. From 10 a.m. your local time to 8 p.m. your local time, it's going to be in the Lunar New Year Dragon Unleashed. Jay, take it over, because I've been talking.
So, making their debut is going to be Drampa, who can be shiny. Ooh, nice. I like that.
Let me pull up his shiny for you.
Ooh, that's nice. I like it. Even though it looks like it's just a simple switching some colors around.
Yeah.
I like it. It's a very nice shiny.
Basically, its main body is green, or like an aqua green. It basically changes from like copper gold.
It's accents.
Yeah. And then a little,
kind of like a copperish.
Yeah, copperish or like an orange brown mix.
Maybe a bronze.
Yeah.
I would call it a bronze.
Yeah.
It looks like it, but Drampa, who can be shiny, I like when, you know, new Pokemon come into the game and they get their shinies released day one. Our event bonuses are going to be increased chance to get lucky during trades. Nice.
Will that happen?
Hopefully, increased chance of becoming lucky friends. Please, Niantic. Also, I will give you money. Actually, no. I've been giving you money, man. Come on.
Would you give up Persona for it?
No. I would not give up the greatest JRPG game there is. Oh, I mean, there is Final Fantasy, but I know that's a whole different debacle for another day.
Kingdom Hearts also be considered one of the greatest too? Because isn't it technically a JRPG too?
I would say it would be. But don't even get me started on that. That's another
can of worms. Oh, okay. I've not even tried to. A friend of ours tried to get me into it. He sent me down with a video to explain the lore. This is before 3 came out.
No,
I got lost in 5 minutes. I literally paused. I was like, I don't understand anything.
It can be. It's unfathomable.
Because I don't know how somebody can be a heartless, soulless, keyless, blah, 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 and it can all be the same person, but not the same person at the same time and all this.
It doesn't make any sense. Make it make sense, guys. But, you know, increased chance to become lucky friends. You know, me and Brandon, we're going to be trying for that because it's been... We should have been counting how many days it has been. How they do, you know, it's like that gag bit where it's like X amount of days since accident, and then it just resets.
Well, see, because I know one of the last Pokemon that we intentionally lucky traded, was, I think we had one after the. Haho and all that, cause let's see. Cause you can continue. I can look this up.
Okay, so while Brandon's looking that up to do, let's see, additional candy for catching Pokemon with nice, great, or excellent throws. Increased chance for trainers level 31 and up to get XL candy from nice, great, or excellent throws. All wild encounters during this time.
Okay, so I found it real fast. The last time we were lucky friends and did a lucky trade on purpose was April 23rd, 2022. So this April on the 23rd, it's going to be 2 whole years since we've been in. Now, we've gotten random lucky trades, but we have not been lucky friends on purpose or like...
No, we haven't hit lucky friends. Because that's the main goal, because I know I have a couple of Pokemon that Brandon wants, and he's got a shiny Heathwind Samurott that I'm wanting so bad.
Now, we've gotten lucky trades through random trading, just through trading a bunch, but we have not become lucky friends since that time period.
No.
So, over a year and a half, almost. So, it's like, what, I think 1 year, 10 months, and like 7 or 8 days, I think, right now?
Yeah. Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And see, our wild encounters are going to be Magikarp, Dratini, Shuckle, Fennekin, Scrub, and Noibat, who all can be shiny. And if you're lucky, you can encounter Jangmu. For our raids, we're going to have Dratini, Dino, and Gumi, who all can be shiny, and they're going to be in our 1-stars. While in our 3-stars, we're going to have Drudagon, Turtonator, and Drampa, who all can be shiny. Very nice. Our field research task encounters are going to be Dratini, Trampinch, Swablu, Gible, Darumaka, Drudagon, Dino, Skrilp, Tyrant, Gumi, Turtonator, Drampa, who all can be shiny. Nice. I like this a lot. So for our paid time research, it's going to be 2 USD, and then it'll get you Stardust, XP, 2 Lucky Eggs, and event-themed Pokemon encounters.
Alright, so this next one is a little confusing, so I'm going to take over. Because, like, I don't know if I worded it correctly and all that. But, okay, so there's going to be a global challenge, Dragons Unleashed. We're going to have to team up to make 1... Is that 1 million or 1 billion, Jay?
Hold on. Hundreds, thousands, millions, 1 billion.
So we're going to all have to team up to make 1 billion nice throws. And if we do that, certain Pokemons will be able to learn certain moves when they evolve. Now, it's unofficial what these moves are or what Pokemon can do this, but we know the types of moves. So it's 2 ground-type moves, 1 fairy-type move, 1 dragon-type move, 1 normal-type move. Now, considering this is the year of the dragon, I went back. Well, I didn't. I thought this is what it was going to be. Then I saw somebody's... I can't remember who it was, but somebody said, hey, this is probably what it is. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, you're probably right. Because they probably guessed what a Pokemon is and all that. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, oh, you're probably right. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I was thinking too, based on the types and all that, other moves.
Right.
So it's gonna be it's probably gonna be Vibrava, Gabite, all the way up into Flygon and Garchomp. They're probably gonna learn Earth Power because that was those C Day moves. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense for them to learn those C Day moves again whenever they evolve and all that.
Right.
And if you evolve Swablu to Altaria, it'll probably learn Moonblast. Now, granted, all this is not official yet.
So this is purely speculation.
But I feel like given the context, and these all Pokemon have had C-Days, I feel like this is the best inception because this is one of the times it's like events like this is whenever they say, oh, hey, if I were this Pokemon to its final form and it's going to learn its C-Day moves, I feel like this is it.
Yeah, then, you know, given the context of what we have right now, that would make most sense. Yeah. But,
Niantic could throw us a curveball and be like, oh, hey, here's six new Pokemon, six new moves for them.
Yeah, you know, that could be a thing. Yeah, they could throw us a curveball, but, you know, just for now, this is pure speculation.
If you have Dragon, all the way up to Dragonite, probably going to learn Draco Meteor, and Noibat all the way into Noivern, probably learn Moonblast. And again, that's a Noibat type move, a Dragon type move, and a Fairy type move. So, and, you know, you have the two Earth Powers. Those are both Ground-type moves. So, boom. Those are all the types. And also going to have Global Wild Encounters if we reach that 1 billion catch goal. Mm-hmm. Or nice throw goal. We're going to have 7 additional Pokemon added to the raids and all that. Or, like, they're going to be in the wild. But only 6 of them can be shiny. Now, I would want to say, oh, it's going to be these Pokemon that have the Sea Days. But I'm not sure. Maybe they'll add one extra, or maybe at least another new Pokemon in. Because if it's 7 Pokemon, then you have Trampinch spawning in the wild. Are they even spawning in the wild?
Yeah, they should.
No, none. Only Dratini spawning in the wild. No Trampinch and all that. Trampinch and Dratini knowing bad are. So maybe it's gonna be the second stage of spawning in the wild. I don't know. But he said. But in the information graphic that Niantic released, it's 6 out of the 7s have the shiny logo next to them. So, what those could be, I would assume it's probably going to be more Pokemon that can evolve into dragon types or have a dragon type connection, maybe. And then there's going to be 2 additional Pokemon added to the raids, 1 in the 1-star raids and 1 in the 3-star raids. Now, Jay, what would you want to be added in those raids? Because, here, let me pull up the infographic, too, that they told us about this. Maybe give you any new information, because... Okay, so the 1-star cannot be shiny, but a 3-star can be shiny. So, given that, I can imagine them adding Jangomo into the 1-star raids, because it is a dragon type, and it doesn't have a shiny release yet, so that could be one added to the raids.
Yeah. Well, maybe, this is pure speculation. Maybe they'll add maybe a dragon type from Paldea.
That would be not.
Because, that will explain a lot why it's not shiny.
Well, I'm thinking the one star would be Jangamo, and that's from Alola, and it's shiny, it's not out in the game.
Oh, yeah,
but if they go in Alola, I could see Cyclozar being added.
Paldea. Yeah, it could be Cyclozar,
It'll probably be a dragon type or something that can evolve into a dragon type.
Yeah.
For the 3-star, maybe I want to say, I don't think they'll release 2 shinies or 3 shiny new Pokemon in this event.
I know this is
long shots.
Not a long shot, but this is just purely just because Niantic usually fumbles the ball with this kind of stuff. Maybe the 3-star shiny, the unknown 3-star shiny could be Alolan Exeggutor. Since it is a dragon grass type.
That is true.
And it does have a shiny out. So that's a...
And it's been in the 3-star raids too. So that's another thing.
And usually Niantic they'll post something, out of the air like that. And then, they'll hype us up just to be disappointed.
I want to be against that. I just want to throw one more idea before we move on to the next thing.
Okay, what you got?
Gyarados for the 3-star raids. Because I feel like it's one of the most iconic Pokemon. It's one of the most iconic shinies. And it looks like a dragon. Yeah, even though it's not a dragon, it looks like a dragon.
Yeah. And then when it mega evolves, it does turn to a dragon.
No, water dog type. Yeah, it still got screwed over on that.
I want justice for Gyarados.
Everybody does. At least it can be a dragon type on a Terra whenever it terrestrializes.
Bless.
All right, but the next event after this is we have what I kind of called what's going to happen is we're going to have on February, we're also going to have a Go Battle Day on February 10th. I forgot about that. And that's going to be from 12 a.m. to 11:59 p.m., so that's going to be fun. Then we have Raid Day on the, oh God, why did I forget to put?
We have you on the 11th, right?
I want to say it's the 11th. I want to pull it up, though, just to be on the, just to make sure I actually say the right day. Oh, there it is. It is on the 11th, yeah, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Yellow good time. We're going to have Hisuian Decidueye, who can be shiny for the raid day.
Nice.
Event bonuses are going to be up to 5 free raid passes. Increased chance to get a shiny. Remote raid limit increased to 20 from February 10th at 4 p.m. to Sunday, from February 10th to Sunday, February 11th. At 7 p.m. PST. Not your local time, PST. And then there's obviously going to be a $5 USD ticket, all your local equivalent. That will get you the bonuses for getting a ticket will last from 2 p.m. Will last from Sunday, February 11th, from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. your local time. That's going to be 8 additional raid passes, increased chance to get XL candies from raids, and 50% more XP from raids. And times 2 Stardust. Now, some of this other stuff hasn't been announced, but we'll go over them the week before they happen. But we also do have the Carnival of Love from February 13th to the 15th from 10 a.m. To 8 p.m. your local time. I actually put in all the information for this.
Yeah, you did. So you had me confused on what you were talking about. I'm like, bro, what are you talking about?
My bad. Can you go? I've been talking.
All right, yeah, I'll take over from him. But as Brandon just stated,
I didn't realize I did that. I think I may have forgot one thing too. By the way,
following Hisuian Decidueye raid day, we're gonna be having the Carnival of Love event starting February 13th and ending February 15th, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. local time. And the event bonuses are gonna be the following: increased chance to get XL candy from walking with your buddy, guaranteed XL from evolving XL candy from evolving Pokemon, and during the event you can give your Fruitro the heart trim. Remember, to change the trim you need 25 Fruitro candy and 10,000 Stardust to change it. Hey, wild encounters are going to be the following.
You have a shiny Fruitro, don't you?
Yes, I do.
So you're going to do that, or you're going
to
wait?
Yes, I will. I want to just because.
Honestly, the one I want the most for Fruitro is the Pharaoh one, which I think you can only get if you get to Egypt or countries near Egypt, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. So, I'm going to do that just because it's you know, just because.
It's the one you can only get once a year.
Yeah, and then I'll probably just leave it as is. I'm not going to change its form unless I travel elsewhere to where I can change its form. But that's another thing for another day. And our wild encounters are going to be the following Pokemon that are dancing their way into the game are going to be the shinies of Oricorio. And remember that for our wild encounters that are going to be dancing their way into the game are going to be the shinies of Oricorio. And remember, guys, that there are different forms of Oricorio that spawn in certain regions. By the form, Oricorio is going to be in Europe, Middle East, and Africa, while Pom Pom Oricorio is in the Americas. And Pau form Oricorio is going to be in Africa. Africa, Asian Pacific, and the Caribbean Isles. And then the Sensu is going to be on the Asia Pacific. We're also going to be having Flabébé spawning into the wild. And depending on where you're at, red Flabébé is in Europe, Middle East, and Africa. Blue Flabébé is in Asia Pacific, while yellow is in the Americas. And if you're lucky, you can encounter either orange or white Flabébé wherever you're at.
Yeah, you want me to take over? Because that's a lot.
Yeah, but are you good? Also, never forget, you were so close to getting, what was it? Was it orange form?
I don't know.
I want to say it was orange form Flabébé, because we were...
I think it is.
Because somebody on our town's...
No, it was white. It was white. It was white flower Flabébé. Cause I have orange form right here. I don't have the white one. I have the yellow one because we're in Americas, but I don't have the white one. You have the white one, I think. At least I hope you didn't get rid of it.
Let's see. Oh, no, I evolved it.
Okay, you evolved it.
Okay, because I was about to panic. I was like, where is it? And because because me and Brandon were hauling through town to get to it wasn't in the Chili's parking lot.
Yeah, I think we were out of town square. So thankfully we were right next to my car whenever we got that notification, or we just got done eating somewhere. One of the two.
I feel like we were hauling, and it was like hauling, you know, to get over there, and it was like after we catch this white flabébé, do you want to just go ahead and eat since we're gonna be right next to Chili's? And you're like, yeah.
No, that was it. No, but we were going there because we didn't know the time, because they didn't know the time.
Oh.
They didn't know when it spawned. They just found it though because they opened the game.
Yeah, but good times.
Yeah, but anyway,
it's a 3-star white flower.
Yeah. Anyway, continue, Jay, or do you want me to go on
with the water? You got it.
Alright, so now for the wild encounters, or the rest of the wild encounters, we should say, is going to be Snubbull, Skitty, Lovedesk, Fofu, Oikorio, Stuffle, who can be shiny, plus Quaxly. And if you're lucky, you can find Roselia, who can be shiny, plus white and orange form for Bebe. There's going to be a collection challenge that's going to get you XP, Stardust, and Roselia. Now, this is something I've seen some people mad about online and all that, on the Pokemon Go Twitter side of stuff, is we're getting an elite raid on the 14th. And that's going to be Amoras. Amoras is the fourth member of the Nature Trio. For those of you guys that don't know that, hold on, can you, yeah, there we go. I think we're good now on the camera. But that, it is the fourth member of the Weather, Trio is three, Quartet?
I would say Quartet.
Quartet, thank you, that's the word. Of the Nature Quartet. That was introduced in Legends Arceus and all that.
Honestly, I completely forgot that was, you know, there was even a fourth member.
Well, see,
I don't think I got around to that because
I think it's post-game.
Okay, because I am in post-game. I have not beaten the secret boss, which I know the game is 2 years old.
Wait. I don't think you're in a post-game. Okay.
No, because I caught Origin Form Palkia.
I think you're still in the main story, because because I'm pretty sure the beating him is part of the main story and all that, and beating the boss and all that, because that's how you catch God, I think.
You mean Arceus?
Yeah. I think, if I remember correctly. But anyway, we can talk about that later while I try to find that too. Because you need to do that. You need to, because catching Arceus is the last mission. Because then you have to do...
Okay, never mind then.
Because you're at,
Because
you're probably around 18 or 19 right here. You're probably somewhere around here.
No. I already caught Origin for Palkia. I need to get the 17 plates.
Okay, good. Yeah, so you're almost at it. And then the true boss that you fight.
Oh, boy.
Because you also have to fight the smallest way anybody that hasn't played Legends Arceus yet still going through.
Even though the game is 2 years old, by the way.
Yeah. It's, you fight Cynthia's ancestor, then after you beat their team, they use Giratina that transforms into... Is it Altered or Origin form?
I think it starts off Altered and then it goes to Origin.
Yeah, you basically end up fighting Cynthia's, and then they end up using Giratina against you and all that.
Yeah, because I...
Oh, yeah, and you don't heal between the battles. It's just like go from being those six Pokemon team straight into that Giratina fight.
Yeah, I looked up the battle ahead, that way I can see if my team was able to handle this. It was, in fact, not able to handle it. It's something I put on the side, because I was like, I want to take my time on this. I want to curate my Pokemon.
Yeah.
Because I'm not bringing any Pokemon from home, because I'm going to use whatever team I have in the game, because I know that's what I did for Scarlet and Violet, and also a little bit of Sword and Shield. I brought over some Pokemon over from home.
Does it feel like you cheated a little bit doing that?
No, because I thoroughly enjoyed Legends Arceus, despite the hate that I said, and also I had a solid team that I built up.
No, I mean doing that in Scarlet and Violet, and
No.
And okay.
No, I don't think it, I honestly, you know, in my personal opinion, I don't think it was cheating, because if it's giving me the option to transfer Pokemon, you know, stronger Pokemon from, you know, from my online storage, I'm gonna use it, because there, it's not a restriction, and you know.
I mean, it was when the game came out.
I mean, no, it's not that it was a restriction. It's that it wasn't compatible.
Yeah, true.
The functionality between the two was not there, but you know, if it's right there, I'm gonna use it, because the game's not gonna penalize me for even using it.
Yeah, but anyway, so Immortus, I think that's how you said, is gonna have an Elite Raid Day on February 14th on the following times, from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m., from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., then from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Huh. Now, also, I forgot to mention, I'll mention this in a second, but so beat it, you guys beat it, and then, let's see, once you completed the Elite Raid battle, various flying and fairy types are going to be spawning within the area of the gym for 30 minutes. And that's going to be Clefairy, Jigglypuff, Snubbull, Taillow, Woobat, Emolga, Rufflet, Fletchling, Spritzy, and Sworlax. All of those minus Emolga can be shiny. I also want to make another note about the Carnival of Love that I forgot to put in the notes.
No, what
but is there's going to be an exclusive bonus for trainers in Brazil to celebrate the Brazilian Carnival, which I thought that was later in the year. I didn't realize it was in February.
No, it's always in February.
Really? Yeah, I always thought it was later in the year. But trainers in Brazil can look forward to earning twice the XP for catching Pokemon during the Carnival of Love. And it also, it's going to have a $1 USD ticket too, by the way.
Nice.
It's going to get you some Stardust, XP, two incenses, and 5 encounters with Spinda with a heart pattern on it. And of course, you have to complete it by a certain time, or else you lose it.
Typical Niantic.
But anyway, you know why some people are mad about the Immortus Elite Raid?
Why?
It's on Valentine's Day, and in the middle of a week, and like half of it is during working hours too, or typical working hours for people.
Huh. Niantic did not really think this through, did they?
I mean, I see the reason.
Oh, okay, we get it, because you know it's an enamorous. Yeah. Incarnate form enamorous and all that, and you know, all that good stuff, but you know.
No, I do have one thing to say in defense of Niantic. I don't know, because this is something I don't know. What other parts of the world celebrates Valentine's Day? Because if everybody has their own form of Valentine's Day on that day, then yeah, they form the ball. If it's really only maybe North America in general, then we get a little screwed over, but I mean. If it's only like a third of the player base, yeah, that sucks, but we can all have everything based around us.
Okay, let's ask the Googles.
Yeah, because
So the countries that celebrate Valentine's Day are the following. We have South Korea, Japan, Brazil, China, France, South Africa,
okay, so basically, at least...
Wales, Argentina, Italy, Denmark, Romania, England, Estonia, Germany, Ghana, Spain, Bulgaria, Czech Republic, Mexico, Taiwan, Colombia, Finland, and Poland.
Okay, so basically majority of the world does.
Yes.
Okay, so then never mind.
So around 30 countries or so. And yeah, I had to read it off because, you know.
Okay, so never mind. Cause, see, I wasn't sure if anybody besides North America really celebrated it. So now that you say that, then yeah, they kind of did from the ball. Because I was going to say, if it's only North America...
It's a loss that we have to take.
Because, like, you know, I don't think it's well for them to do it, focus just... Because, you know, if everybody else does, and then, you know, awesome for them, good luck, we're going to have to take the L. But Australia takes the L for us a lot of times, so I'll take it for them. But now that we know that basically at least one country in every single time zone seems to celebrate it, mm-hmm. Yeah, they kind of fumbled the ball. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to do it, because... I'm going to be at work for half that day. And then
I'm probably going to be working the whole day too, pending on how my route is scheduled that day.
Yeah. Okay, so to end this off with, February 16th and 18th is going to be Pokemon Go Tour or Pokemon Sinnoh Tour Los Angeles, then the Road to Sinnoh event on February 19th to the 23rd from 10 a.m. to 10 a.m. your local time. Then on February 24th and 25th, we're going to have Pokemon Go Sinnoh Tour Global. We're going to give you guys more information on that as we get closer to it. But that's all of the events for February. And oh my God, so we actually have a lot of info for February. And it's only day one of the month. The only other thing I can think of that we can say is, of like, basically, I'm just gonna call it the monthly subscription service or the monthly battle pass. Yeah. Now is the expedition across one, and this one's gonna get you. If you guys do, it's gonna be $5, like always. You guys are gonna have until the end of the month to complete it. It's gonna get you an encounter with the Hisuian Growlithe this time, Stardust XP, and you're gonna get the Sylveon outfit and the woven hat.
Okay, is that if you buy it?
Yeah, if you buy it, that's what you get. Ooh, I kind of want. No, wait. The web store exclusive avatar items. Yeah.
Okay, never mind. I don't want it anymore.
And then you get the bonuses, like hold 40 gifts in your bag, 150 gifts per day by spinning stops, open 50 gifts per day and all that. I'm not gonna buy it this month. If you buy it, good for you. Hope don't forget to claim everything by the end of the month. But
then I don't know.
I'm not a stranger to buying a battle pass for a game, but like, I don't know. It's just like the way Niantic does it. It just turns me off to it.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know. At first, for the month of January, I'm like, okay, cool, whatever.
No, December. December. We did December.
It was December. Yeah. I was like, okay, cool. You know, I got my month supply of incubators, and I went through them like it was nothing. And now I'm down to just one. I was like, well, this is it, fellas.
Yeah, then to do it again, I'm like, I don't know. It just rubs me the wrong way.
You know, if they were... Honestly, if they were going to do a battle pass, I thought they would do something more than just, you know, a free
incubator. I mean, I'm calling it a battle pass because that's basically what it is.
Because, you know, almost every game nowadays, like, almost, they have their own version of a battle pass, you know, like, besides, you know, playing, you know, console games and PC games, I also play games on my phone. I know that's like a very... controversial, you know, thing or whatever, but you know, it's whatever. You know, the Black Clover game, they have their own battle
pass. Yeah, they launched it, didn't they?
It launched with the game.
Oh,
they have, you know, a premium version and then, you know, just a regular version of a battle pass. They do have a battle pass. And what I'm thinking of is like the monthly subscription, and then, you know,
well, maybe this is more like a monthly subscription thing then.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you have to, like, you know, you have to buy it every month. Yeah. It doesn't automatically renew like I thought, you know, the Black Clover one did. You know, like most games, especially, you know, mobile games, they have their, you know, their own iteration of a battle pass.
Honestly, I don't think that many people would be mad about it as if we didn't have a ticket for every single event now. I think that's doing this and the ticket events every single month and all that, yeah, with every single event. I think that's really what's ticking people off. Now, granted, I think everybody makes an exception for Go Tour and Go Fest and
You know, like major game events. And honestly, I feel like the only reason why we got to this is because, you know, we didn't, even though it's not particularly anybody's fault, you know, because, you know, we're like, oh, sweet, a ticketed event. And it was just like, maybe like, it was very, very few ticketed events, you know, just a couple of years ago. But now it's, you know, like you were saying, it's like every month there's a ticketed event.
No, it's like every event now has a ticket.
Yeah.
If it's $1 or $2, but like, some people think it's for them to make up loss of revenue, because I think apparently the last quarterly reportings, the last two quarterly reportings, something was revealed that they basically were not making as much revenue as they thought and all that, or were as expected to reach. Now, that's just a theory, you know, there's no concrete evidence to prove it and all that. But anyway, that's it for the month. Basically, all the events and what do we know about most of them right now.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, gonna look like I'm hoping to do Immortus Elite Raid Day. All the events, I'm pretty hyped for. I don't think there's one that doesn't, as you would say, and to quote you, slap. Because I'm looking forward to I mean, the only one I'm looking forward to the bonus for the Chansey day. Chansey, I think I have a hundo already, so maybe just gonna go get one, two, a couple, then do that. That said, I think you're gonna maybe do an hour of it because you're gonna be busy with Persona.
Yeah, that, and then you know, I was like, C day Chansey.
I mean, at least get the shiny decks of it, and then you know, I like the new shinies, and I like the most of the Pokemon for the Carnival of Love. If anything, that may be the one I do the least of, but I'm still looking forward to that event.
Yeah.
Especially with the shinies, because look at that ballet style shiny.
Oh, it's just an inverse of it. That's nice. Yeah. I like it.
And then a pom pom style.
Inverse again?
Yeah, and it gives you more of that classic pom pom look. Because I feel when I think of pom poms, I think of more of those white ones, you know? From like, and then all of them are basically inverses, but they look nice.
Yeah. Because you have. I feel like.
Pow style? How do you say that? Pow, how do you say that? And then Sensu style, all of that. Honestly, I think if anything is my favorite, it's the ballet style shiny. Need to go to Spain. Need to go to Europe, I think, because I think that's a Europe one. And then, but anything, Jay? Anything? And I'm also looking forward to the Heisman Ray Day. You got anything to say about the events and all that, Jay?
Let's see here.
Anything you're looking forward to? Because I know you're gonna be busy for a while with Persona this month.
Yeah, I'll say this for sure. I'm more excited for the shiny Oricorio, honestly, because you know, because it's just a shiny Oricorio, but still. Actually, no, never mind, because you know we're in America, we have pom pom for Oricorio.
Yeah. But favorite one is ballet style for me personally, because that black with the little red, that just.
Yeah, and let's see, I'm trying to think. I don't know. There's too many to choose from, but I would say I'm looking forward to the Incarnate Form Enamorous raid.
Hopefully, you can do that.
But it's in the air if I can actually do it or not. We'll wait and see. If not, if I miss out, I miss out. And there's next year.
Oh, but also, can we not talk about how like probably I think one of everybody's favorite events that happens yearly, the Lunar New Year. I'm looking forward to because like the raids, the shinies. Everything just smacks for me. Just like, yes to all of it. Yes to all the raids. Yes to all the encounters and all that. Because, just yes. And like, and then, you know, the challenge. I want to see if I'm right about this. And I want to see what these 7 Pokemon, 6 of them that can be shiny, are going to be in the wild. What are they?
We'll find out when we come across that bridge.
Yep. Anyway, you guys, good luck shiny hunting this weekend. Hopefully you guys get a Shundo. That's really the only event that's happening this weekend, right? And then good luck at the beginning of the Lunar New Year Dragons Unleashed event. Will me and Jay get lucky, friends? Find out all of this and more on the next episode of Let's Go Pokemon Podcast.
And we'll catch you guys next week.
But hold on, we gotta do the plugins.
All right, plug it in.
TikTok, Let's Go Pokemon TikTok. Instagram, Let's Go Pokemon Podcast. YouTube, Let's Go Pokemon Podcast. And email, Let's Go Pokemon Podcast @gmail.com. See you guys next week. Bye.
See ya.